Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Horiyos daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are way up on the page. We are at Titanya, which is the last word on the line, on about, I don't know, 12 lines into the page, on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So she is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer and Ron, his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom. So the Gemara is going to continue to discuss which halachos of kuhuna apply to the Kohen Meshuach, to the Kohen that's Merubah Begadim, to the Kohen Sha'avar, and to the Meshuach Milchama. There are so many rules relating to a Kohen Gadol, but there are so many different Kohanim Gadolim. So which rules apply to which Kohanim Gadolim? Then the first Mishnah on the bottom of the page is going to discuss the differences in Avelus between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hadyot, and also the Gemara is going to talk about what kind of Kriya a Kohen Gadol can do when he tears his clothing. Then the next Mishnah is going to talk about rules of Kedima for Tadir and Mekudash, and the Gemara is going to give the sources for how I know Tadir is kodem. The Gemara is going to then give several rules of when two karbanos need to be brought, which one comes before which, and we're going to explain each one. Then the first Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about kedima of different classes of people for different things. When do we say ish kodem leisha? When do we say isha kodem leish? And that's going to lead the Gemara into, and what about your Rebbe and other people as well? And then the next Mishnah is going to continue that discussion of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Mamzer, Nasin, the entire order of Kedima when it comes to different things. And at the very end of Amud Aleph, which we probably won't even get to that today, is six questions about life that Talmidim asked Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik. So we're way behind, but that was by design. I don't think it was by design to be this way behind, but we're... last time we were? Okay, good. So if we managed last time, we'll manage this time. So, says the Gemara, Ditanya. We have a brayso. Dvarim shebein kohen gadol kohen hadyot eluheim. The dinim that are knowing by a kohen gadol and not by a kohen hadyot, the dinim that are unique to a kohen gadol are par habal kala mitzvos. That if a kohen gadol doesn't have erev b'shogeg for something that you would be chayiv kares, if you would do it b'mezid, he does not bring a kisvo or seira like a hadyot. He brings a par upar yom kippurim, and also the kohen gadol has to bring a par yom kippurim to be mechaper for himself and for his entire household. Asiris Eifa, and every single day he has to bring a Minchas Chavit, and he brings an Asiris Eifa. Velo Poreya, Velo Porim. He's not allowed to grow his hair out, and he's not allowed to tear his clothing. Aval, Uporim Milamata, Vahedyot Milamaila. Even though he's not allowed to tear his clothing, it's not entirely usher for him to tear his clothing. He just has to do it differently. He has to tear his clothing from the bottom, whereas a Kohen Hedyo tears his clothing from the top. Vein Metami Lekrovim, a Kohen Gadol cannot become Tamei, even to the seven relatives that a Kohen Hedyo is allowed to become tamei to. Umuzra al-Basula, and a Kohen Gadol as a mitzvah, he's only allowed to marry a Basula. He is not allowed to marry a Ba'ula. Va'asr ba'almana, and he's not allowed to marry an Almana. Whereas a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to marry a Grusha, but is allowed to marry an Almana. Umachzir is a Rotzeach, and if the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rotzeach leaves the Ir Miklat. The Rotzeach B'shogeg gets out of the Ir Miklat. Whereas a Kohen Hedyot's death does nothing for the Rotzeach. Makriv Onein, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Makriv Karbonos while he is in Onein. Ve'en ochel, but he's not allowed to eat from the karbanos even while he is in onein. Ve'en ocholek, and when he's in onein, he doesn't take any portion of the karban, even if he's going to plan on eating it after the aninus is over. Makriv chelek barosh, and the kohen gadol, whenever he wants, could be makriv before anybody else, whenever any karban that he wants. Ve'notel chelek barosh, he's allowed to take any chelek that he wants from the meat of the karban, even if some other kohen is one that was makar of the carbon. He could, pull rank and say that I'm taking the meat of this carbon. And when he does the avodah, he wears shmona begadim, not the four begadim of a kohen hadyot. And all the avodas yom kippurim are only kosher with a kohen gadol. And he's pater for if he enters the mikdash b'shogeg when he's tamei, or he eats basar kodesh b'shogeg when he is tamei. He does not have to bring a carbon. He's not like everybody else who has to bring a carbon of Yorid for Tumas Mikdash u Kedashav. Balamar writes that in Yom Kippur, they wouldn't do payasos at all, because it was all the Kohen Gadol, so there was no need for any payasos, for any drawing of lots to figure out who does what, like they would the rest of the year. And the Balmar therefore says, the paitanim who put into the Seder Avoda in the piyutim of Yom Kippur, payasos, made a mistake. There are no payasos on Yom HaKippurim. It just doesn't happen. However, the Ramban in the Melchamos disagrees, and he says that on Yom Kippur they did have payasos. Not everything was done by the Kohen Gadol, and he explains why each payas was done, and what didn't need to be done dafka by the Kohen Gadol. That not everything had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But anyway, those are the differences between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. V'kulan, all of these dinim are nog in b'meruba begadim. They all apply not only to a Kohen who's Meshuch B'Shem Namishcha, but even to a Kohen Gadol that became a Kohen Gadol through meruba begadim. Chutz, with the exception of mipar hamevi al kol ha-mitzvos, the par that Kohen Gadol brings for doing an Aver B'Shogeg instead of a kisva or si'ira that a regular person would bring, that's only for the Kohen Mashiach, that is not for the meruba begadim. V'kula no'agin b'mashiach sha'avar, and not only that, the entire list of dinim also applies to a former Kohen Gadol, chutz mipar yom ha-kippurim v'asir se'efa, with the exception of the power of Yom Kippur that a Kohen Gadol brings, and the Minchas Chavitin that a Kohen Gadol brings each and every day. V'kulan e'no'agin b'meshuach melchama, and all of these dinim do not apply to a meshuach melchama, meaning we had a whole list of dinim up until now, by each subsequent Kohen Gadol, we were saying, and most of these dinim apply also to Merubah B'Gadim. Most of these dinim apply also to a meshuach sha'avar. But now we're saying most of these dinim do not apply to a meshuach melchama. The impression you get is that a Meshuach Melchama is not really a Kohen Gadol. He's just a Kohen that has a very specific job. Chutz mi-chamisha dvarim ha'amurim b'parsha. Except for the five particular things that are mentioned explicitly in the parsha of the Kohen Gadol. Because the pasuk says, v'ha-kohen ha-gadol me'achav asher yutzak al rosh ha-shem in ha-mishcha o'malei es yado l'voshes ha-begadim es rosho lo yifra u'begadav lo yifrom v'al kol nefashos meis lo yavo l'aviv l'imo lo yitama u'min ha-mikdash lo etc. And then it says, "V'hub isha b'vsula yikach, and almana grusha v'chalal zona es ela lo yikach, ki im b'vsula me'amav yikach." So, what are the five? So, lo poreya, v'lo poreim, ve'ein mitamei l'krov. We cannot grow his hair out, cannot tear his clothing, cannot become tamei to the seven relatives. Umusra la b'vsula, he has to marry only b'vsula. V'asur b'almana, and he's not allowed to marry an almana. Or anything besides for those five things that relate to a Kohen Gadol do not apply to the Meshuach Melchama. Umachzir es harotzeach div Rabbi Yehuda, and he's machzir when he dies. The rotzeach, whereas chamar meino machzir, meaning that last, that sixth item is subject to machlokes tanaim, whether the death of the Meshuach Melchama gets the rotzeach out of the ear miklat. Everyone agrees that kohen nimshach b'shem nimshcha and a kohen meruba begadim and a kohen shavar are machzir the rotzeach, because the pasuk says by rotzeach three times it says the words hakohen hagadol. So we darshan that there are three kohanim gedolim that can be machzir rotzeach from an ear miklat. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a fourth pasuk lashuv l'shavis baretz admos hakohen, and we learn from there that there's a fourth kohen that is machzir the rotzeach. And the chamas say that but it doesn't say hakohen hagadol, so it can't be referring to a fourth Kohen Gadol, and the Meshuach Melchama is a Kohen Gadol, so it's a little bit ironic, because it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that he has the ability to be Machzir Rotzeach, meaning in that way he's like a Kohen Gadol, derives it from a pasuk that does not mention his Kohen Gadola. It just mentions HaKohen, that he's some sort of special Kohen, which gives you the impression that he's not really a Kohen Gadol, he's just some sort of special Kohen, whereas the Shita that he holds he cannot be Machzir Rotzeach is because the Torah only said HaKohen, so it can't be referring to him, because he's not just HaKohen, he's HaKohen HaGadol, he's really a Kohen Gadol. There must be something there about how to view the Meshuach Melchama. Is he really a Kohen Gadol, or is he a Kohen with special powers and privileges that happens to have some dinim of a Kohen Gadol? Anyway, you see that a Kohen Gadim does not bring the parabol called mitzvos like the Chacham, and Kohen Sha'avar has a din like a Kohen Gadol for everything except for Prayam Kippurim and Sira say Eifa like the sheet of Rav Meir, and that's exactly what we said in our Mishnah. So says Gemara, Vahai Mimai de Rabbi Shimon Hi. This brisa, how do I know that it's following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? Remember what we left off with yesterday, meaning the last thing we read yesterday was we asked the Stira from one line to the next line of the Mishnah. We said, no, it's all Rabbi Shimon, and it all conforms to Rabbi Shimon. So we're quoting this brisa, Ditanya, where we see that in fact is true, that a Kohen Merubah Begadim does not bring the par, like the Shita of the Chum, and a Kohen Sha'avar, it does not bring the par Yom Kippur and Nesir Seifa, but has every other status of Kohen Gadol, like the Shita of Rameir. And we said, how could it be? Half like the Chum, half like Rameir. So we said, no, it's all Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds like the Chum on one issue, and holds like Rameir on the other issue. So it says, V'haimi ma'id Rabbi Shimoni, but who said that this brisa was at all authored by Rabbi Shimon? So I'm Rav Papa, because man shamed le'dam, or patal tumas mikdash kudashav, Rabbi Shimon, who's the Tana that holds that the Kohen Gadol is pater for the olav yored for tumas mikdash kudashav, that's specifically the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So it must be that this price is authored by Rabbi Shimon, and he's the one that holds by the Kohen Merubah Begadim, like the Chachamim, and by the Kohen Sha'avar, like Rabbi Meir. So we said Meshuach Muhammad doesn't have all the dinim of Kohuna Gadol, chutz mechamisha dvar ma'amurim beparsha, except for the five things that are mentioned in the parsha. So minan imili, how do I know these five things that are said in the parsha are noheg even by the Meshuach Milchama? So the Tan Rabban, we have a brisa that says that darshan's the pasuk. That's a reference to the Kohen Gadol of the highest caliber, the one that's Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Asher Yitzhak Al Rosh HaShemen HaMishcha, Zeh Meshuach Milchama. Then it says, someone else who gets Shemen HaMishcha, that must be the Meshuach Milchama. Umile Yes Yado Lil Boshes HaBegadim, Zeh Merubah Begadim. That must be referring to the Kohen Merubah Begadim. Al Kulon, about all three of these Kohanim, who Omer, the Pasuk says, Rosh HaLeifra, V'Gadav HaLeifra, Al Kolon Farshos, Meislo, that all of these Kohanim are not allowed to grow their hair long, they're not allowed to tear their clothing, they're not allowed to be metami to the Zayin Krovim that a Kohen Hadiot can be. So Yachal, you might think you Kulan Makrivin Onanim, that all of these Kohanim can even bring Karbanos when they're Onanim, meaning that even the Kohen Meshuach is allowed to do so. Tamal Omar, that's why the Pasuk says, Kinezer Shemen Mishchas Elokav Alav. Alav Lo Al Chaveiro. That only the Kohen Gadol has all these dinim, but not the Kohen Meshuach Milchama, who's not really a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, he's not allowed to be makrav onen. So the brisa continues. Va'achar shechilku akasav. Once the kohen Meshuach Muhammad is distinguished from other kohanim gedolim, in that he's not allowed to be makrav onen. So yachal, I might think that the rest of the pasuk also doesn't lo yehi mitzuva al besula, that he has no din of marrying a besula. So tabalomer, that's why the pasuk says vihu. It says vihu isha b'vsula yikach, to teach me that even the Meshuach Milcham is Mitzuva ala Basula and is Musar and Almana, he's not allowed to marry an Almani either. So we see from the Braisa that the Kohen Meshuach Milcham has a din like a Kohen Gadol for these five things that are mentioned: Priya, Frima, Tumas Krovim, Tzivay ala Basula, and Isser ba Almana. So the Gemara brings a machlokas Tanayim about the Meshuach Milcham with regard to Basula and Almana, with regard to the requirement to marry Basula and the prohibition to marry an Almana. A girl could be an Almana and still be a besula, right? If her husband died after Erisin, so she's an almanim in Erisin, but she's still a besula. So kitanai. So we find a machlokas tanaim whether the pasuk includes a Meshuach Milchama in the dinim of besula and almana, because the pasuk says v'hu isha b'vsula ha'yikach, tells me that he has a requirement to marry besula. So achar shechilek hakasuv riba, after the pasuk is mechalik from the din of other kohanim gedolim, it's not allowed to be makravonein, it needs to be marbehim that he's Mitzuvan Abasula and he's Asr Balmana as well. Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not talking about a Meshuach Milchama, it's talking about a Kohen Sha'avar, that ain't the Ella Shavar Machmas Kirio. I would only know that even a Kohen Sha'avar is Mitzuvan Abasula if the reason he's a Kohen Sha'avar, the reason he's no longer the Kohen, is because he became Tameh with Tumas Keri, so it's just a temporary problem. But he's going to be Matar himself, he's going to go back to his Kahuna, and therefore he's Mitzuvan Abasula, even if he happens to be a Balkeri today. right? He becomes a Baal Keri. He goes to the mikveh. He'll be fine. The very next day, he'll be fine. But Machmas Mumin, but if he became a Kohen Sha'avar because of a Mum, some permanent blemish, that means that he will never do the Avodah again. So Minayin, how do I know that he's Mitzuvah al Basula? So Tamalomar Vuhu, that's what Vuhu is coming to tell me. Not a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, but a Kohen Sha'avar in a permanent way is also included in the requirement to marry a Basula. So it's a Machlokas Tanoim, what the word Vuhu is coming to teach me. Is it coming to tell me that a Meshuach Melchama is Mitzuvah al Basula and Asra Ba'almana? Or is it coming to tell me a Kohen Sha'avar due to a permanent Mum is Mitzuvah al Basula and Asra Ba'almana? And according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's not talking about a Meshuach Melchama, it's talking about a Kohen Sha'avar. So a Meshuach Melchama is not Mitzuvah al Basula and is not Muzar al Almana. So by Minei Ravam and Rav Nachman, Mashiach Shenitztara Mahu Balmana. What about a Kohen Gadol that had Sara'as and is therefore no longer a Kohen Gadol? Can he marry an Almana if it's a result of Tzara'as? The Tosa Rosh says that the issue over here is not whether he's allowed to be Baal and Almana L'Chadchila. Mitzara's Asr B'Tashmash Amita, period. The issue is B'Dieved. If he did it, does he get Malkus? Or it could be about L'Chadchila, but according to the Shita, that a Mitzara B'Yemei Chaluto is Mutar B'Tashmash, meaning it could be he's only Asr B'Tashmash B'Yemei Siguro, but once they are Machlit, ironically, that he is definitely a Mitzara, there's one Shita that holds that then he becomes Mutar B'Tashmash. So maybe the question is about a B'Dieved, maybe the question is about a L'Chadchila. So Milcha Dachi Yom Iftar Pater. And the question is the Kuna Gedola Docha the Kohen from marrying an Almana, and since it's Dochim at the time of his Kuhuna, so he's Nidcha forever, and therefore he's never allowed to marry an Almana, even when his Kuhuna is gone? Or do we say that since he became a Mitzora, so that's it, he's a Pater from any Dinim relating to a Kohen Gadol? So Lav Biyadeh, Rav Nachman didn't know how to answer Rava's question. Zimnin, Havi Yasser Rav Papa Vekami Ba'ileh, so one time Rav Papa was dealing with this Shaila, whether a Mashiach Shenitztara is allowed to marry an Almana, Samalei Hunabrid Rav Nachman Rav Papa Tanina, we could answer this question from a brisa. Ainly Ella Shav Machmas Kirio, Avar Machmas Mumin Minayin Tamalom Arvahu, that we had said in the brisa that I would only know that if it's a temporary psul in the Kohen Gadol that he became a Balkeri, that he's still Mitzuva and a Basula and also to marry an Almana. How do I know that if it's that even if it's permanent because he has a Mum Kavua, so because the pasuk says Vahu, so since the brisa says that a Kohen who's no longer able to function because of a Mum, so it must be Kohen Mitzara also is Mitzuvah al Basul and Musar al Mana, because that's an example of a Mum, meaning that's something that will disqualify him. So come Nashke Bereshe, he got up and he kissed him on his head, V'yavle Barte, and he gave him his daughter to marry as a wife, because he was so happy that he was poshet this suffix, meaning he passed the son-in-law Bechina when he did this, and therefore he gave him his daughter. Okay, the Chazanish writes that they were koveya this story in the Gemara, because the entire Gemara is Torah Shenitna Misinai, it gives us the kedushas nefesh of Rav Papa that nafsho va'oraisa chadu, that his avas haTorah of one halacha caused him such hislavus that he wanted to kiss the person and give him his daughter to marry and welcome him into his family. Meaning Torah wasn't a hobby; it wasn't something they did on the side. Torah was life itself. It was the most important thing in life. And if someone was poshed a suffix, that's a suffix that he couldn't sleep at night because of that suffix. That's like someone going through some serious trauma because he didn't know the answer to that suffix. And this is the person who saved his life. He saved him from that trauma. And therefore, Nashke Bereshe Yav Le Barte. Okay, new Mishnah. Kohen Gadol. So Kohen Gadol, when he has to tear Kriya for the seven krovim, so he tears his begadim from the bottom and a hedyot from the top. Kohen Gadol makrovonin v'lo achol. Kohen Gadol could still be makrov karbonos even when he's an onain. Onain in Mishneiach Hebrew is not what we call an onain. It means someone on the day that their relative died, regardless of whether they've been buried or not, meaning even after burial, on the day of death, the person is an onain. Well, we referred to as an onain, just in our language, is someone whose relative is dead but not yet buried, and regardless how many days it's been, meaning even on the next day, that's what the Mishnah is referred to as misha meso mutal lefanav. That's a different status. Onain has a mashmas midar raisa, that on the day that the relative dies, you're not allowed to bring karbanos, you're not allowed to eat kachim. So a kohen gadol is allowed to be makriv, but he's not allowed to be ochel when he's an onain. Hahedyot lo makriv lo ochel, but a kohen hedyot is not allowed to be makriv and also not allowed to eat. So what do we mean when we say that a kohen gadol tears his clothing lamata? So Amar Rav, lamata lamata mamish. It means what it sounds like, that he tears his clothing from the bottom of the beged, lamaila lamaila mamish, and the kohen hedyot tears from the top of the beged. Ushmol amar lamata lamata mekamish safa, lamala lamala mekamish safa v'zev v'zev tzavar. Shmuel says, no, no one tears from the bottom of the beged. It's always from toward the top. The question is it below the edge of the beged or right at the edge of the beged? That the kohen gadol would tear his clothing below the top edge of the beged. He'd start the tear a little bit down on the beged, whereas the kohen hedyot would tear like a regular person at the very edge, at the neckline of the beged. So both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, lamaila is all the way at the top of the beged, but they really argue about what the word lamata means. That Rav holds it means mamish, the bottom of the beged, and Shmuel says that no, it means the top part of the beged, but not quite at the neckline, just close to the neckline. So you don't tear the actual neckline. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel, meisve, we have a brisa that discusses the dinim of kriya, and it says, al kala meisim kulam ratzam Mavdil kami safa shalo rata enu mavdil kami safa shalo. For anyone who lost any of the zayin krovim, if he wants, he could tear the top edge of the beged, or he could doesn't have to tear the top edge of the beged. He could start a little bit lower. Alav valimo mavdil. There are a whole bunch of different halachos that apply to kriya. Alav viimo that don't apply to kriya of shar krovim. Sometimes yad levayim, people are confused. Why are they telling this of to tear on this side of the clothing and that avil to tear on that side? Because by av v'imo, you're supposed to tear keneged alev, and by shar krovim, not keneged alev. So the left side, the right side, right, is different for av v'imo and for shar krovim. Whether you can mend the beged is different for av v'imo and shar krovim. There are a whole bunch of different dinim for av v'imo, kriya, al av v'imo versus kriya on shar krovim. So you see from the braisa that on shar mesim, you're not korea, the edge of the beged. You don't have to be korea the edge of the beged. So isn't that a kash on Shmuel? How can he say that the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol also tears at the top of the beged? He just doesn't tear the edge of the beged. Kivin to be alma avikara. Since we find that by other people that that's called a kriya, kari kan begad of lo yifrom, how could that be a fulfillment of begad of lo yifrom? Meaning we know that Allah is by Kohen Gadol begad of lo yifrom. He cannot do kriya. But if you're going to tell me anyone else who's chayiv to do kriya can do this, so how can you say that that's a fulfillment of begad of lo yifrom? So says Mar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Sfirle. Shmuel holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that disagrees with this brisa. Damar kol keresh in mavdil sav shaloi no ala keresh shel tiflus, that it's a ridiculous kerah if you're not tearing the top edge of the garment. That's taka, not called a kriya, and a regular person is not allowed to get away with such a kriya. So now the Gemara asks, how could Shmuel hold like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Umi yisleil Rabbi Yehuda kriya b'kohen gadol? But does Rabbi Yehuda even hold that there's any kriya by a kohen gadol at all? V'atanya, doesn't the brisa say ilu nemar rosh lo yifra ubeged lo yifrom? Had it said Rosh and Beged, I would have said that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Parea, the Rosh of Anisha Sota, and he's not allowed to be Poreim, the Beged of Anisha Sota. But a Kohen Hedyot is the one that should do that for a Sota, meaning a Sota has to have her hair messed up and she has to have her clothing ripped, so someone's got to do it, so I would think that it's a Kohen Hedyot. But I wouldn't know anything about the Kohen Gadol on himself when he's dealing with his own mace, that he's not allowed to do these things. So Tamalom, that's why it says Esro Shou Lo Yifra Ubgadov Lo Yifrom Sheinu B'Priya Uprima Kol Iker, that a Kohen Gadol doesn't have any Priya Uprima at all. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Lo Amarin Parim Kedak Shabnei Adam Parim Nelohu Milamata Ve'edin Milamayla, and Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, and he says no, it's not that he doesn't have Priya Uprima at all. He doesn't have the same Priya Uprima that others have. But you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Gadol does not tear his clothing at all. So how are you going to tell me that Shmuel, who says that a Kohen Gadol tears his clothing toward the top of the clothing, but not all the way at the top, is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that not all the way at the top is not really called a kriya? Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no kriya whatsoever. So says Gemara, right, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda as far as the definition of Kriya, but he does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda as far as whether the Kohen Gadol does Kriya at all. Shmuel holds that he does a form of Kriya, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that he does not. Okay, new Mishnah. One of the biggest klalim in all of Shas, Zvachim Daf Pei Tes, is where this Mishnah really appears as well, that anything that is more common than something else, more commonly obligatory than something else, comes before, gets Kedima over the other item, which is less commonly obligatory. And then there's a parallel rule that anything that's more makudash than the other thing comes first. Kedima is given to that which is makudash. Par Mashiach upar Eidah, if you have the par Kohen Mashiach and the par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur, so Omdim, and they both need to be brought, so the Kohen Gadol has to bring his par, the Tzibur has to bring their par. What do? Par Mashiach Kodem par Eidah B'chol Ma'isav. You always start with the par Kohen Gadol, and then you go on to the par of the Tzibur. So Minani Mili, how do I know this din of Tadir in general? Tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem. Some Rabbi Damakrak, as the Pasuk says, Milvad olas habokar asher li olas hatamid, that we bring other karbanos except for the karban tamid in the more beyond the karban tamid in the morning. Now, michti, ksiv, Pasuk already says, olas habokar, milvad olas habokar. So I know that that's the olas habokar is the tamid shel shachar. Olas hatamid lamali, why does it have to then specify that the olas habokar is the olas hatamid? So achi kamer achmana, called the tadira kadma, that which is more tadir comes earlier, and therefore the olas haboker comes before all other karbanos, because it is the olas hatamid that is more tadir than the other karbanos. V'kalam mekudash mechavero hu kodem eschavero, and then the second klal in the Mishnah is that which is mekudash comes first. Minolan, how do I know that klal? The tandebe Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel derives him from teaches in a brisa. Pasuk says viki dashto, so lekaldav shemekudusha, that you let the kohen go first for any matters relating to kedusha, such as Liftoach Rishon, he gets the first aliyah in the Torah, Ulevarich Rishon, he leads the benching if there's a Kohen there, Velitol Mani Yafar Rishon, if he's splitting something with other Jewish people, once they divide into even portions, the Kohen gets to pick which one he wants first, and so we see that in this Mekudash Mechavero is Kodem Lechavero, and the Kohen is more Mekudash than the Yisraelim. Then we had the Mishnah said, Par Kohen Meshuach Par Eidah, that if you have the Par Kohen Meshuach and the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Par Kohen Meshuach comes first. Minani Mili, how do I know that? Ditan Rabbanan, because the Braisa tells us as follows about the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur. It says, Visrafu so, Kasher Saraf es HaPar HaRishon, that you burn it just like you burn the Par Kohen Meshiach. Now, we already said in the previous Pasuk, V'asa LaPar Kasher Asa LaPar HaChatas, that you do with the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur exactly what you did with the Par Kohen Meshiach. So, Matam Lomer, why does it then have to say again, V'saraf es HaKasher Saraf es HaPar HaRishon, that you do with it what you did with HaRishon? So, Sheh HaRishon Kodem LaPar HaEidah B'chol Masav. It tells me that the Par Kohen Meshiach comes before the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur, Legabe all the dinim of hakrava, that if they're both there, you take care of the par kohen mashiach first. It's based on a pasuk. Tan rabbanan. The brisa tells us par kohen mashiach upar eida omdim. If you have a par kohen mashiach and a par elam davar shel tzibur that are both waiting to be brought, par kohen mashiach kodem upar eida b'chol ma'asav, that the par elam davar shel tzibur, the par of the kohen gadol comes before the par elam davar shel tzibur for all matters. Hol mashiach mechaper, and the reason is since the mashiach is mechaper, meaning the kohen gadol is the one who is mechaper for everybody else, meaning that when they bring a par for a kapara, he's makriv that par. The eda mischaperes, and the tzibur are the ones who get the kapara. So he's the one that does the maisa through which they get kapara, and they're the ones that get the kapara. So dinush yaktav mechaper, the mischaper. It makes most sense that we want the guy who's representing us to be clean in order to represent us. So let him take care of himself first, and then he'll take care of us. V'chenu Omer, and we have a similar idea by Yom HaKippurim. Pasuk says, V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso uva'ad kol kal Yisrael. First he brings the par that's mechaper for himself and for his household, and then he's going to be mechaper for the rest of Kahal Yisrael. We're not interested in someone being mechaper for Kahal Yisrael when he's got his own problems, when he's got his own pekala of issues. So we'd rather him take care of that first. Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur, if you have the Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur, That kodem l'par shal avod zchavim, that comes before the par of avod zara. Meaning, let's say they're both a type of helmdav shasim. Meaning, they both relate to the beis din issuing an erroneous psak, and the majority of the tzibur following the erroneous psak. But helmdav shal tzibur is for all other averos for which you chayiv kares when you do it b'mezid. And par avod zchavim is specifically if the erroneous psak related to avod zara. So my time, why is it that the par for other mitzvahs comes before the par of avodah zarah? So the Gemara explains, because hay chatas, the par el mdav shel tzibur is a chatas, v'hay ola, and the par of avodah zarah is an ola. So a karban chatas comes before a karban ola. V'tanya, we have a brisa, the pasuk when it talks about a karban ola v'yorid, by a person who brings shtei sorim v'shnei b'nei yonah, when he's at that level of ola v'yorid, where he could afford birds, but he can't afford an animal. So there are two birds that he's bringing, one is an ola, one is a chatas. It says, v'hikriv Chatos Rishona, that he's makrif first the bird that's designated for the chatos, and then the one that's designated for the ola. So matam lomer, what's the pasuk teaching us? If it's telling me that it's that the guy who's bringing two birds brings the chatos first, I already get that from the pasuk saying that the second one is the ola. So obviously the first one is the chatos. Ela ze b'neiav. No, it's not teaching about just the shtei sorim m'shnei b'neiona. It's a b'neiav to tell me in Kala Tarukula, Shu Kol Chatos Kodmos Leolos, that every carbon chatos comes before a carbon ola, Haboy Mimayim, that comes together with it. Vekaimalanda, Filu Chatos Of Kodemus Leolos Behema. Not only that, a chatos of takes precedence over an olas behema, even though a behema is a more chashva carbon than an oaf. So since a chatos is always before an ola, that's why we're first going to bring the par Habal Shar Mitzvos, which is a chatos, before we bring the par of Avodah Zarah, which is a carbon ola. Paravos come kodem the seer of avodah zara. A par of avodah zara comes before a seer of avodah zara, meaning the par is the of avodah zara is the one that the beis din brings. It comes before the seer of the eda that comes along with it. So amai hay chatas v'hay ola. And again, because the Gemara asks, why should the par come first? Come before the seer is a chatas, and the par is an ola. So based on the rule we just said, it should be the reverse. Sans Gemara, Amri b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Shmei de Rava Bar Mari, in the name of Rav Bar Mari, that the reason the chatas does not come before the ola in this instance is chatas avodas kachavim chasira aleph. The chatas avodas zara, that when it's written in the Torah, it's written without an aleph. The chatas ksiv, without the aleph. To tell me that it's not as full and as chashav chatas, so comes second. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Why we don't have the chatos before the ola? Kamishpat ksiv bei. It says in the pasuk that you do the para ba'al avod zchavim kamishpat, meaning you do it like the order that it says it in the pasuk. So since the pasuk mentions the par before the sa'ir, so we learn that the hakrava of the par comes before the hakrava of the sa'ir, even though that means that the chatos is coming second. Then the Bryce says, si'ir avod zchavim kodim l'si'ir nasi. The seer of avodah zara that the eda brings for a chatas comes before the seer chatas of a nasi my taima. So what's the reason for this? Hai tzibur v'hai yachid, because the seer of avodah zchavim is a carbon tzibur, where the seer of the nasi is a carbon yachid. It's an individual that brings it. So a tzibur always comes before everybody. Meaning even a melech takes a back seat to the tzibur. The tzibur is always going to take precedence. It's always about the tzibur, right? That's what we have in tzibur mesa, the tzibur never dies. When we know that's one of the eitzos lezakos be yemei adin. When you go in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and yemei adin this time of year, one of the eitzos is to try to make ourselves indispensable to the tzibur. Try to make ourselves as much tzibur people as possible, because individuals go one, come and go. As Rav Shachter always says, the cemetery is full of indispensable people. But when a tzibur, the tzibur is always going to survive. So the more a person is a tzibur person, the better our chances are. Seir nasi kodem l'seir as yachid. The seir chatos of a nasi comes before the seir izim that comes for a chatos of a yachid. My time, why is that? So, hay melech v'hay hedyot. Because a melech is more chashuv than a hedyot. So that's why seir as yachid kodem l'kivsas yachid. A seir izim of a chatos that a yachid brings comes before the kivsa of a chatos that a yachid brings. Meaning, if two people are bringing carbon chatos, so we know the halacha is kivsa or Se'ira. So one of them is bringing Kivsa, the other one is bringing a Se'ira. So we're makriv the Se'ira before the Kivsa. So ask the Gemara, Vatanya, Kivsas Yachid Kodemes L'Se'iras Yachid. Didn't we learn just the opposite? That the Kivsas Yachid comes before the Se'iras Yachid? So we have two brises with the opposite orders over here. So ask the Gemara, Amra Bayi Tanayihi. Yeah, it's Machlokas Tanayim. Mar Savar Se'ira Adifa. Shekei Nisrab Se'it Salavodz Chavim B'Yachid. One holds that a Se'ira must be more chashuv than a Kivsa, because even though the Yachid brings a carbon chatzos, one or it can bring either one as a carbon chatzos, a Kivsa or a Se'ira, but for the chet of Avodah Zarah, you're only allowed to bring a Se'ira, so it must be Se'ira is more chashuv of the two, because if there are certain types of Averos for which only a Se'ira is acceptable, so that must mean that a Se'ira is a more choice carbon. Umar Savar Kivsa Adif Shekein Shrab Sabaalia. And the other Tana holds that a Kivsa is better because you're maktir even the fats of the tail of the Kivsa. Whereas by a Se'ira, we're not maktir the fat of the tail. So Omer Kodem Lekevis Haba'imo. The Minchas HaOmer comes before the Zevach that goes along with it. Shtei Alechem Kodem Lekvasim Haba'im Imayim. And the Shtei Alechem that you bring on Shavuos also comes before the Zvachim that go along with it, the two sheep that are brought along with it. Zaklal. Davar Abba begin layom, kodem l'davar Abba begin lechem. That which is the ikur korban ayom, namely the korban omer, the shtei alechem, that's going to come before the zvachim that are just sort of the excuse to bring the special korban ayom. You want to bring a korban omer, you just can't do it alone. The korban omer has to be brought together with a zevach. So we bring a keves imo. You want to bring a shtei alechem, it can't be brought. It's got to be brought with kvasim. So the ikur comes before that which is tuffel to it. Okay, once we're discussing Dine Kedima, so the last few Mishnayos of the Masechta also talk about Dine Kedima in other areas. So, Ish Kodem Le'isha Lahachios. Whenever you have a situation of Sakonis and Fashos, and there's a man to save or a woman to save, we save the man first before we save the woman. Tosim Masechta Nazir sounds like that the Mishnah is talking about Lahachios Mamish, meaning to save literally from death. They're both drowning, and you need to save one of them. The Beis Yosef writes in Yerodeah Simon Kuf Nun Aleph that it cannot be Kipshuto that we are Mefarnes an Ish before an Isha, because we know that that's not true. The Gemara in Ksubas of Samuk Zion tells us that a Yosom and Yosoma that come for Tzedakah, you're Mefarnes the Yosoma first and then the Yosom, because it's Darko Shalish, Lachso Al Psachim, and Ain Darko Shalisha. It's more humiliating for a woman to go around collecting than it is for a man. So the man comes before so the woman comes before the man when it comes to providing them with food. So it must be that when our Mishnah says that it's a man before a woman, that it's about Hatzalus Nefashos Mamish, that's where we say that the Ish is Kodem Le'isha, and the assumption seems to be because he's chayiv in more mitzvos, and we say every day when we say Birch Samisus Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav, that the Kedusha accorded a person when he's chayiv in mitzvos elevates his Kedusha, so the greater Kedusha comes before the lesser Kedusha. That's what the Rabbi explains in Pirush HaMishnayos. And so Ish is called the Isha Lahachios Ula Hashiv Aveda, and also for Hashavas Aveda, that if you find an Aveda of an Ish or of an Isha and you can only do one of them, so you take care of the Ish's Aveda rather than the Isha. The Isha Kodemus Lish Luxus, when it comes to providing clothing, the woman comes before the man. And if they're being held captive, they're both held captive and you can only be poda one of them at a time. So the first one you're poda is the woman. But in a place where there's a chashash that they're going to take advantage of both the man and the woman, so that the people who are holding them in captivity are committing acts of mishkav zachar with their male captives, let alone raping their female captives. So ish kodem leisha. Then the ish is kodem leisha, because the busha of a man being raped through mishkav zachar is even greater than the busha of a woman being raped in conventional tashmish, that it's saying darko shall ish bekach. The Rashash says, why do you need a svara? Just say that, you know, when everything is even. Meaning, why do you have to say that the ish is? I mean, the Rishalmi points out because it's saying darko bekach, and therefore it's more of a busha. It doesn't have to be more of a busha, even if it's the same exact busha. So we said ish is called the melisha because he has greater kedusha. That lechora should have been enough. Okay, so says the Gemara. Gemara brings a brisa that discusses Seder Kedima of Pidyon Shvuyim. So it says, Tan Rabbanan, Hayahu v'aviv v'rabo b'shevi. If a guy and his father and his Rebbe are all b'shevi, who called him the Rabbo? He could be pod himself before he's pod his Rebbe, because the Pasuk says, v'chayachicha imach, and the Gemara in Bamitzia says, chayach ha-kodman, chayach ha-vircha. And even misvara, a person should be pod himself, and through that, he could be also getar mitzvos, and if he's pod his Rabbo, he himself is going to remain the base asurim, and what's a Rebbe going to help him if he has no access, if he's still stuck in the base asurim? So both Misvara, the Be'er Sheva points out, and based on the Gemara, based on the Pasuk, v'chayachicha imach, that you take care of yourself first. V'rabo kodum li'aviv, but when it's a Rebbe and a father, he takes care of the Rebbe first, and if the mother is there, imo kodemus l'kulam, then the mother comes before everybody, including himself, because with the mother, you have to worry that she's a female and therefore they're going to take advantage of her, and that has to be a primary concern. Chacham kodem lemelech Yisrael. The Talmud Chacham comes even before a melech. Chacham shemeis ein lanu kayotzibo. When a Chacham dies, there's no one to replace him, because not everyone could just become a Chacham. Melech Yisrael shemeis kol Yisrael ruim lemalchus. If a melech dies, everyone could become a melech, meaning a melech, so there are good melech and bad melech, but a Chacham is a certain madrega that a person has to achieve. A melech is best available man. So whoever is best available will become the melech. Melech kodim l'kohen gadol. A melech takes precedence over a kohen gadol. Shnemar v'yomra melech lehem kichui machem es avdei adoneichem. So at the time that David wanted to anoint Shlomo as a melech, he called Tzadik HaKohen Gadol and Nasan HaNavi and B'noyo Ben Yehoyada, and he said that they should take me avdei adoneichem, meaning from his own avadim. So he called himself adoneichem of the kohen gadol and the navi. So we see that the melech is more chashuv than the kohen gadol, because David HaMelech self-referenced Adonaiyam when talking to the kohen gadol and to the navi. Kohen gadol called him the navi. Kohen gadol takes precedence over the navi. Shemar masachoso sham tzaduk hakohen vin nasan hanavi. So hiktim tzaduk lunasan. Tzaduk is kohen gadol, and he David HaMelech mentioned him before the navi. Va'omer shmano Yoshua kohen gadol atav reyacha. Yoshua kohen gadol before the reyacha, who are the neviim. So you see that kohen gadol is more chashuv than the navi. Yachal hadyotos hayu. You might think, well, who says they were neviim? Maybe they were adyotos. Tamalomar ki anshe mofes hema, that they were anshe mofes. Vein mofes al navi. That must mean they were neviim. Shenamar v'nasan alecha os o mofes. So the reyacha were the neviim, and still the kohen gadol comes first. Meshuach b'shemen amishka kodem l'meruba begadim. A meshuach b'shemen amishka comes before a kohen that's meruba begadim. Meruba begadim kodem l'mashiach sha'avar machmas kiryo. And Meruba Gadim comes before Mashiach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo, meaning someone who is no longer a Kohen Gadol because he became a Balkari. Mashiach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo Kodim La'avar Machmas Mumo. A Kohen Gadol who became a Balkari and is therefore temporarily out of service comes before a Kohen Gadol that is out of service because of a Mum. Avar Machmas Mumo Kodim Mashiach Milchama. Someone who is permanently out of service because of a Mum takes precedence over a Mashiach Milchama. Mashiach Milchama Kodim La'Sigan. He comes before the Skan Kohen Gadol. Skan Kodim La'amarkal. And the Skan comes before the Amarkal. So my Amarkal, what exactly is an Amarkal? So I'm Rav Chista says it's an Utrikin. Amar Kula, it's the one who's in charge of everything. Amarkal Kodam Legizbar, meaning he's appointed to take care of everything. He's Mamuna on all of the Gizbarim in the Beis HaMikdash. No one can question him. He's the CFO of the Beis HaMikdash. Amarkal Kodam Legizbar, the Amarkal comes before the Gizbar. Gizbar Kodam L'Rosh Mishmar, the Gizbar comes before the head of that week's Mishmar. Rosh Mishmar kodem l'Rosh Beis Av. The Rosh Mishmar comes before the head of the Beis Av of that day. Rosh Beis Av kodem l'Kohen Hadyot, and the Rosh Beis Av before the Kohen Hadyot. So Yibayiluhu, they raise the following shayla le'inyan tuma segana mashuach milchama ezmeim kodem. When it comes to tuma, there's a mace mitzvah that needs to be buried. So who should become tameh when someone's got to take care of the mace mitzvah? And the only options are the segana and the mashuach milchama. So Amar Rav Zutra, Reid Rav Nachman, Tashma will bring a raya. D'tanya segana mashuach milchama. You have a skan mashuach milchama that are walking down the road. Upagabe meis mitzvah. Exactly this case, they run into a meis mitzvah. Mutav sheyitami mashuach milchama. Val yitami segan. The mashuach milchama should be tame rather than the segan. Shem yerebo psul b'kohen gadol nichnas askan and mashamish tachtav. Because if something happens to the kohen gadol, the segan is going to have to take over. So therefore, the skan needs to be ready. He needs to be tar all the time so that he's ready to take over in case anything happens with the kohen gadol. Ask the Gemara v'atanya mashuach Mishloach Melchama Kodem Sgan, but we learned in the Brisa that the Mishloach Melchama takes precedence over the Sgan. So Ravina Kitanyahi Lachyoso, that's when you have to save one of their lives. So then the Mishloach Melchama comes first. But as far as Tuma, as far as who's more important, it's more important to keep Tahar, the Sgan is more important to keep Tahar than the Mishloach Melchama is. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah toward the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.